begin on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and we pick up where we left off, which is always a good place to start. We are 8-9 lines down from the top of the page, and we will hopefully complete the Amud and maybe do another line.
or two lines.
That's what you call
a line, or two lines, or maybe five or six as well. It's depending on where we're doing. It's kind of an interesting daf today because, we'll get there. It's anyway. Let's see the Gemara. Gemara is very straightforward. The Gemara, if you recall, we had the Mishnah on Tezvav Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah had stated that we have 24 brachos that we say in the last set, which is 7 tanyos, the last set of fasts, which is 7 tanyos. We say, in each of these days, we say 24 brachos as opposed to 18 brachos. So 24 minus 18. David, we need an accountant for this. What does that come out with?
You're an accountant. I'm a math major.
It's one less than 7 and one more than 5.
Is that true?
So 6 more than 18, meaning we have 6 additional brachos that we say on top of the 18. The question that the Gemara is going to have, which is what we dealt with in the Mishnah, is that the Mishnah says that there are 7, okay? But there really aren't 7. As we'll see in the Gemara, it's really that the first bracha, which is Goel Yisrael, is actually an extended bracha, because we say some extra psukim and some extra things, and then we end up saying Baruch Adah Hashem Goel Yisrael. So that's why we get to 7 in the Mishnah. But really, it's only 6 additional brachos and 7 extended brachos. After we do this one extended bracha of Goel Yisrael, we start the additional brachos. We insert 6 brachos into the Shmona Esrei in between Goel Yisrael and Rofei. And then after we finish the 6, we go on to Rifayinu, the normal Rofi. And that's what the Gemara is going to say, as we explain on Tezvav Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Va'omer lifneim esrim va'arba brachos. We say 24 brachos, Shmona Esrei shebechol yom, 18, that is our typical, U'mosif alein od sheish, and then we add 6 onto there. Says the Gemara, not so fast, Hani sheish shevahavyim. Really, the 6 is 7. How do I know that? Because the Mishnah says, Mefurish. The 7th bracha is Baruch Merachim Ala Aretz, which we say is Misha Ana as David, the Shlomo, Beno, Biushalayim, Baruch Ata Hashem Merachim Ala Aretz. So it's clearly saying 7. So how do you get to 6? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Shviyah Shviyah La Aruka. It's the 7 long ones, because we know that Goel Yisrael is actually a lengthened bracha, but it's not an additional bracha. Wow. Oh, this is like the halfway siyum thing. This we got the very good. Okay. I would have worn a nicer shirt if you would have told me. I could have went black and white, would have been really stark, and now it's just
I would have taken a shower.
Yeah, exactly. I would have done my weekly shower on Thursday as opposed to Friday. But okay. Anyway.
Just in case I need.
Okay. It's a weapon. Okay. So anyway, I can't concentrate like this. I can't. Just do your pictures and then we go.
Just keep a kind of like an infomercial. Okay, plug your accountant agency.
The best pictures are the one like where you're in action.
I know.
20.
Okay, go now.
20% off tax return.
Okay. At any rate.
Sorry.
What? No, I really don't. I really don't.
The shear has enough of the stigma. We don't need that mock shear going like this.
And everybody else's eyes are like rolling back in their heads. Don't worry, it's okay.
Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ruka. It's actually the 7th lengthened bracha, because Goel Yisrael is lengthened. But it's really only 6 additional brachos. Kitatanya, as is proven in the Braisa. This is a very lengthy Braisa that's actually going to take us to about the middle of the Amud. And it's going to contain many different pieces of information. The first of which is going to be the fact that Goel Yisrael is lengthened. And then there are 6 additional brachos beyond that. Let's see the Braisa. Look at the Tanya beGoel Yisrael, Marich. In Goel Yisrael, we extend the bracha. Ubechosama, and in its chasima, at the end, the signing off of the bracha, Hu Oimer, Misha Anes Avram Bahara Moriah, Hu Yaneschem, Beishman Bekutza Akaschem, Ayomazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Gol Yisrael.
Is that the same thing it says in the Mishnah? Cause
yes, it's the first quote in the Mishnah, right? That's what we say in the Mishnah. That's why I just read it. I figured you guys knew it already.
But you said it's the Braisa. It's a Braisa.
It's
right?
A Braisa, but it's just saying, it's saying what the Mishnah didn't say, which is that it's an extended bracha. Because the Mishnah just said that there are seven brachas, but we couldn't reconcile that with the fact that there's really only six. Because
maybe this should have been the one that made it in the Mishnah, and the other one should have been a Braisa.
Very good. Okay. Very good. So you're pulling a stangle on us, huh?
Huh?
You're saying you're pulling a stangle on us? We can't get away from him.
He's more authoritative. I'm just saying maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
I hear. Okay, very good. Anyway, Behein on an achrav amen. And then the Kehillah says amen after the bracha. The Chazan HaKnesses Omer Lahem. And the Chazan HaKnesses, who is the Shamus, it's essentially Ari Stern, is going to say, Tiku b'nei Aaron Tiku. And he's going to say, blow the shofar. And that's what they would do. They would blow the shofar. Okay? And then, actually, the next two words, v'chozer v'omer, should be deleted, actually. And that's the gra says take it out, because v'chozer v'omer sounds like it's saying, and we repeat. But we're not repeating here. We're going on to the second bracha. The second bracha is, mishanes avoseinu al yamsuf. That's the second bracha, which is the first additional bracha. It's the second lengthened bracha, which is the first additional bracha. Hu yane eschem yishvam b'kot ha'kas chama yom hazeh, baruch ata Hashem, zocher ha'nishkachos. V'hein onan achrav, amen. V'chazan ha'knesses omer lahem, hariu b'nei Aaron, hariu. Blow the trumpets, b'nei Aaron.
Wait, are these instructions from the Chazan ha'knesses in the same place that they are in the Mishnah, or a different place? I thought they were later, like between later brachas. No?
I don't think so, no. I don't remember how the Mishnah phrased it, but I'm going to allow you to do your thesis on comparing the Mishnah to the Braisa on your own time.
I think the Shir owes like about 46 theses by now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Nobody's handing in their reports. So.
No. Well, there's going to be a beforehand.
In this section, what are we learning from the Braisa that we didn't learn in the Mishnah that it's being brought in?
Very good. The only thing that we learned is that that the Goel Yisrael is a lengthened bracha. That's it.
But that was only on the first bracha. I'm asking regarding the second bracha.
The second bracha is there is no chidush. Okay?
It's a chidush.
There's no chidush.
Oh, chidush. This said chidush with a lamed. Sorry.
Also, there must be no chidush. I don't know what chidush is. But...
Okay.
It's just a letter.
Fine. So, fine. So on the second bracha, the Chazan Knesset says, Hariu b'nei Aaron Hariu. Now you notice, in the first bracha, he said, Tiku b'nei Aaron Tiku. In the second bracha, he said, Hariu b'nei Aaron Hariu. So it's actually a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether they actually blew a tekiah in the first bracha, and the second bracha they had a trua, and they switched off. I think the Rambam learns that way. And the other people say that it's, I think other people say it's lav dafka. But anyway, that's what they did. Oh, callous. Sheesh, you're killing me here, Callus.
In the repetition, like Rosh Hashanah, they would mamish blow the shofar. There's a far they would blow the shofar in the Shemona Esra itself.
No, this is only a thing. This is only by Tanios.
There are opinions that
only by Tanios.
Opinions that there's other actors blowing trumpets.
Yes, they blow the trumpets as well. Trumpets with the shofaros. Rambam says that they blew the trumpets with the shofaros. Right? It was a tag team. Right?
You're saying that they were blowing it instead of, or together?
Instead of? That's
what I read. Oh, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I read this in the art scroll.
You read this in the art scroll.
There's an opinion on this one.
Okay, Rabbi Reiser is going to look this up.
Isn't this in the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah?
What?
Isn't this in the covered in the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah?
It's covered in the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. They're over there. So we said that there were Shofros and Chatzotzros, right? They were blown together, and when it was Yovel, they blew the shofaros on the outside, and the chatzotzos were in the middle. Something
like
this.
They blew both, but it was a question of how they were staged.
Correct,
so to speak.
Correct. That's exactly right. But they blew both. They did blow both. But you're saying in the art school they only blow chatzotzos?
There was an opinion that even though it says tikuv batariu or whatever,
yeah,
that they are still actually blowing trumpets. Not everyone holds it this way. There was, I can't remember who said it, but. Okay.
All right. Well then, that will be your assignment. Thank you very much.
No, Rabbi Land, you must do it.
We got two assignments.
You must do it.
He has a thesis.
You've got to be. You're like years behind on assignments here. You gotta get back. You gotta get back on track.
I don't. I never follow through on that.
Okay.
They're gonna hold you back. They're gonna hold you back.
Okay. At any rate, the Braisa continues. V'chein b'chol brachu bracha ba'achas omer tiku ba'achas omer hariu. Why they had to say this? I don't know. I didn't see anybody who said like, why is it so important? Especially if you're blowing a tarat every single time anyway, tarat being tekiah trua tekiah, so then what difference does it make? So I know there are opinions that say the first time you blow tarat and then the second time you blow a ratar, which is trua tekiah trua. But anyway, I don't know why it's so imperative that we switch off like this. I don't know. But Rabbi Landau is going to give us discourse on this. Yeah, it's going to be Monday is going to be a discourse on that. Okay.
No, I'm not
going to
be here Monday.
Oh, convenient. Thursday. I meant Thursday.
Mother-in-law's birthday.
How many times have I heard that? If I got a nickel for every time I heard it was my mother-in-law's birthday, I'll tell you.
You think I want to be here for my mother-in-law's birthday?
All the more reason.
I don't know.
All the more reason to be here.
I don't know. But at any rate, we continue. Now, the Bryce throws in a little curveball over here.
The Mishnah was very different. The Mishnah spoke about this
record.
Don't worry, your mother-in-law is not going to download
it. After all the brachas, it's like a whole different mode.
I'm in trouble.
What? Yeah. It's a different Mishnah's different than the Bryce, right?
Right, but you told me you thought it was the same order.
I have a lot of things. I think a lot of things that aren't true. Okay. We go on.
The Pisco is completely different than the Mishnah itself.
The what? How is it different? What do you mean it's different? The structure is different, but the Metzias is the same. This is what they did.
That may be.
Okay. All right, now we can go on. Says the Brisa Bamedvar Amurim, when is the above stated? Bigvulin, that's outside of the Mikdash. Aval b'mikdash eino kain.
We're still in the brisa, even though there's two dots?
Yeah. Okay. We keep going with the brisa. Do not lose focus.
What is the purpose of the two dots, then?
There's a mistake.
What two dots? I don't see any two dots.
There is before. B'medvim amri.
Yesh po.
Where?
Yesh po.
Oh, you see, my oz v'hadar took it out.
Your what?
My gemara took it out.
Okay.
Okay, so yours is an old gemara. Do you have two dots? You don't have two dots. You do.
I have two dots.
You have two dots?
Yeah. We have the modern.
You have two dots?
We have the modern.
You have two dots? You have two dots, Callus? No, he does not. Thank you very much. You're all wrong. Okay.
Yeah, except
anyway.
You guys are in the budget. You have the old
it should not be. This is a continuation of the Brisa. And furthermore, we're going to have the same thing that happens next that happens next time also. And then I have some hagos to take it out as well. Anyway, the Gemara continues. This is all part of the Brisa, so don't lose focus. This is all part of the Brisa. Okay? B'medvar mamurim, when do we say the above is true? That's only bigvulin. V'al b'mikdash eino kein. In the mikdash, this is not so. Why? Lefi she'ein onin amen b'mikdash. Because we do not say amen in the mikdash. Umi nayin she'ein onin amen b'mikdash. From where do we get this concept from that we do not say amen in the mikdash? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, and this is a quote from. Where is this quote from?
I thought it would be because of ancient Shavuos.
This is a quote. No, but that's not Shavuos. Saying Amen is not Shavuos.
Nehemiah.
What?
Amen is durable.
Nehemiah.
Who says it's durable?
Nehemiah.
Amen. No, when we say ancient Shavuos b'mikdash, we're saying malachus durabanan. Meaning Isuri durabanan. Or no, there's ancient Shavuos b'mikdash. But to say that any durabanan doesn't that doesn't mean that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know. They're saying Amen is only Drabbanim.
Okay,
I don't know. Anyway, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, this is Nehemiah 9:5, okay? Kumu, rise up. Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeichem. Bless Hashem your God. Min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Via Baruch Hu Hashem Kvodecha. And your holy name should be, your honorable name should be blessed. Umarome Malko Baruch Hu Sehila. And should be exalted above every bracha and praise, every blessing and praise. So the pasuk clearly says, "Kumu baruch es Hashem Elokeichem," right? Bless Hashem your God. So this is a reference to Baruch Shem Kavod. And then I think the Marsha points out, "Umeromeim" is exalted, is Malchuso. That's a Malchus. Malchus is exalted. That's Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchuso. And then we say La'olam Voed. The pasuk says Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam, right, for infinity and beyond, if you will.
What's with how the Gemara is physically here? I've never seen a word placed like that in the Gemara.
Which word?
Do you see this? The Vrecho after Ha'olam.
This is all part of the pasuk. The Yevarchu. Where are you? What do you have?
Wait, do you see this? This is an extension of the Tosfos here, right?
Oh, no, that's saying that's...
Oh, that's okay, that's from the Tosfos.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's weird.
I have it slightly above,
because
my Gemara is better than yours. What?
Yeah. Viodea, what's that word? Viodea?
Oh, my God, what is that? It's killing everybody. That Viodea is on Tosfos. That's it's referencing the next Amud is going to be Viodea.
Yeah, but it's only a reference at the previous Amud on to the next. I never saw this before.
Well, look in the previous. I mean, it's in every single Tosfos, in every Daf and Shas. Aside from that, I think you have a good point.
This is the difference between you and me.
This is in the Gemara.
You're a Talmud Chacham.
No, this is not Talmud Chacham. I'm just reading the words.
But even practically speaking, it's so much closer to the line. I don't know if it's a printing.
Closer to the line. Closer to the line.
I'm glad that I'm
I've never seen the Shiras bothered by anything like
that. I'm telling you, anybody who's listening to this Shira is like, what on earth is going on? I've never heard a Daf Yomi Shira arguing about the word Yodea.
Nobody's bothered by major kashas or anything like that.
I'm glad that you think there are so many people who are both listening to the shir and then bothered by it.
Yeah,
that's great.
Right. Well, I'm not going to mention the names of the people who questioned what that Viodea is
doing.
Where's
the
Viodea?
Viodea. As old as your Gemara is, it's still there. He has the oldest Gemara in the world, and there's a Viodea there, right? There is. Anyway, we continue because it's not part of our Gemara. So I would love to have the last 30 seconds.
I see Vavarchu Sham.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. We're going to make it through this.
Huh? It's going to be okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay? Don't worry about it.
Anilo Yodea.
Okay, fine. Yeah, Hushem Kilodecha, Umarome Makal Brachu Sahila. Yochala Kol Brachu Kulon Lotihela Tihila Achas. I might think, based on this pasuk, that on all the brachos entirely, we say one praise. So Tamaloma Umarome Makal Brachu Usahila. On every single bracha, we say a praise. So we say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Lolam Vod in every single bracha. That's the point. The point is, we're not simply saying amen, because what is amen? Amen is essentially a corroboration of the bracha, right? We're saying Baruch Atah Hashem. We say amen. Yes, it is true, right? We're being ma'amen the bracha, but when you say Baruch Shem Kivon Malchuso, you're actually adding. You're adding bracha. You're adding tehillah. So from this pasuk, Kumu Baruch Hu Es Hashem Elokeichem, we learn it's not enough to say amen. You got to say a Baruch Shem Kivod. You got to say that as well. Anyway, the Brisa continues. This is still a continuation of the Brisa, right? Anybody who's reading this Brisa in one breath is going to have a very difficult time. This is a very long Brisa.
It takes after the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak.
Right, it takes after the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which apparently is completely different.
Is there anything that's accomplished by having a Mishnah on this structurally, like this long, as opposed to having it broken up?
No, I don't know why it did that. I don't know what the reason for that is. And the Gemara breaks up the Mishnah into different, you know, components. So I don't know why it was necessary to do it that way. Structurally, I don't know. If you look at the Mishnayos, it is broken up in the Mishnayos. So I don't know why they did that. But Rabbi Lando is going to give us a discourse on this as well, I think. So anyway, so the Baruch says... So says the Gemara of Ela b'Mikdash Mahu Oimer. So what do they say in the Mikdash? They say Baruch Hashem. I think the word Elohim is taken out, but I think the Rambam has it in his text. But anyway, Mahu Oimer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam. They say that. So they say the Misha Anes Avram Bahar Moriahu Yanez Chem V'Yishman B'Kod Sa'akas Chem Ayom Hazeh Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael. Min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam baruch ato Hashem goel Yisroel. V'hein on an achra of baruch shem kvod malchuso lolam void. The entire kehila responds baruch shem kvod. Very beautiful. V'chazen ha'knesses omer lahem tiku ha'kohanim b'nei Aaron tiku. And then the chazen ha'knesses Ari Stern gets up and he says, blow the shofar.
Wait, but didn't we have that already?
Yeah. This is the same thing. The same thing that's happening in the Gvulin or happening in the Mikdash. Only we're not saying Amen. We're saying Baruch
Shem. Because we're in the Mikdash.
This is very repetitive. The whole Gemara is going to be repetitive. So before you ask why is it repetitive, I'm telling you, this Gemara tonight is
repetitive.
Repetitive. I will not repeat that, but it is very repetitive tonight. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to repeat that, but it's repetitive. So we go on. So I repeat. B'nai Aaron Tiku v'chuz v'omer Misha anes Avram b'har Moriah hu yanes chem yishman v'kod tzakas chem ayam hazeh Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad olam v'chulei. And that's the end of that bracha. And then, and only then, do they actually blow the shofar. So we have a little bit of an extension here when it comes to the Mikdash. We don't just say the bracha, say amen, and then blow and they blow. We have to have a whole Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, and then we have to repeat Mishanas Avram Bahar Moriah, v'chulei, v'chulei. So we do this whole thing over again. Okay. What? No, he doesn't say tiku a second time. He only says, he says tiku the first time, and then we say Mishanas Avram Bahar Moriah. The Chozer ve'Omer the Chazan, not the Gabbai, not Ari Stern, unless he's the he could be the Chazan. The Chazan, where's the Chazan? No, I think the Chazan is just saying once. He's saying Tiku be'Aron Tiku. One second. I'm sorry. The Chazan of Knesset is not the Chazan. Okay, don't get confused. The Chazan of Knesset is Ari Stern. The Chazan Knesset is the Gabbai, okay? The Chazan is the Baal Tefila. The Baal Tefila picks up and says Mishanas Avram Bahar Moriah, and then they blow the shofar after all of that said and done, okay? The second brach.
Baal Tefila says both times.
Yes, exactly. Baal Tefila says both times. Zochar Nishkachos. The second brach is Zochar Nishkachos. Behein Olin Achra Baruch Shem Kvum Achus Olam Voed. And then the Kehillah says Baruch Shem Kvod. The Chazan Akneses, this is the Gabbai, Omer Lahem Hariyu, Akarneam Bnei Aaron Hariyu, blow the shofar. The Chulei, the Chaim B'chol Bracha U'Bracha Ba'achas Omer Tiku Ba'achas Omer Hariyu. This is a repetition. Ad Shegomer Es Kulan, until they finish all six additional brachos. The Kach Hinhig Rabbi Chalafta B'tzipur Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradyon B'sichni. We had this also in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradyon and Rabbi Chalafta did the same thing, even though they were not in the Mikdash. They were way outside the Mikdash. Tzipuri is up north. Tzipuri is near Tveria. And they nevertheless did this like
Sichni
they did.
Also.
I don't know the town of Sichni. Is there a modern Sichni?
Well, it's an Arab village.
There is a Tzipuri.
Sichni is an Arab village today. But
where? In the north?
It's Lower Gal. It's near Tzipuri, I think.
It's near probably. It makes sense.
Yeah, they have soccer games and the Arabs riot there.
Soccer game. Okay, yeah. Fine. Okay.
Well, they're at the office.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, ukeshabad davar lefnei chachamim, when this matter came in front of the chacham that they were doing this all the way in Sichni and Tzipuri, Amru they said, no, lo hayunogin kin ele b'shar mizrach barabayis. We only did this in the mikdash. We did not do this outside, and so they did not approve of what they did. Period. That is the end of the brisa. Now, fascinatingly, the Gemara will now quote another brisa, which essentially says the same thing as the first brisa. The Gemara quotes it as an Isda Amri. Now, usually when we have a varying opinion in a Brisa, we'll have an Ikada Amri. So most of the Meforshim point out that this Isda Amri is actually not like a typical Ikada Amri, which is a varying opinion.
It's just a confirmation?
It seems like it's a little bit weird because it's saying almost the same thing. However, there is one opinion that says, and I'll point it out when we get there, I hope I remember it, that there is one slight difference in this brisa than in the previous brisa, and he says based on that, he gives us a little chiddush. But anyway, keep in mind, this brisa is almost identical. It is very repetitive. And so before you ask me why it's repetitive, I'm going to tell you.
Because
it's a repetitive brisa.
But didn't you repeat that when you said
I did, and I'm repeating it again.
Okay.
It's the Amri. There are those that say, Kedatanya, like the following brisa. Omer lefnei esrim v'arba brachos. The Chazan says 24 brachos. Shmona esrim shebechol yom, the typical 18. Umosav alein od sheish, and then he adds another 6. Va'oson sheish, and those 6, heichan omran. When does he say that? Where does he say that? Ben goel or rofe. He says it between the bracha of goel and rofe, like we said. Rofe chole. Umarech begeula, and he's marech in the bracha of geula. Behein onanacher of amen. And they say amen, like they did outside the mikdash.
Is marech, he extends it, or he...
Marech, he extends.
Or does it mean that he just takes long? Does he say it's slower? No.
No, it's an extended bracha. Like we said, there are 7 extended brachos and 6 additional brachos, right? Of which 6 are additional.
Right.
Goel Yisrael is an
six of the extended. Six of the 7 extended are also new brachas.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. Okay. So this bracha of Goel Yisrael is an extended bracha. Is the first of the extended brachos. of the seven extended brachos. Okay. And then Hayino and Rachav Amen, the crowd is cheering, it's in the ninth inning, Amen, Alkal Brachu, Bracha, on every single bracha, Kacha you nog and Bigvulin. This is what they did outside the Mikdash. Aval b'mikdash, but not so in the Mikdash. Hayu Omrim Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam. In the Mikdash, they did not. Rather, they said, instead of Amen, they said the whole Baruch Hashem Kivor Malchuso. They would say the whole Mishanes Avram Abahar Moriah V'chulei V'chulei Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam. Then they would say Baruch Atah Hashem Gol Yisrael V'lo Hayun HaNachar V'Amen. They would not say Amen. V'kol Kach Lama. And why not? If we should ain't own an amen b'mikdash, because we did not say amen in the mikdash.
What's this for? Is it a pasuk? Like, what?
We don't say amen in the mikdash because amen is, as we said before. let's read the pasuk. It's the same pasuk we had before, but I'll explain it a little bit better. Uminayin she'ain't own an amen b'mikdash. How do we know that you don't say amen in the mikdash? Shenemar, because the pasuk says kumu, rise up, baruch Hashem Elokeichem, bless Hashem your God, min ha'olam me'ad ha'olam, infinitively. There's such a word. And they will bless your honorable name. And you will be exalted upon every bracha and praise. So, in other words, the pasuk is saying that amen, which again is just me'ames, all amen is a corroboration, it's a confirmation of what was previously said, but it's nothing additional. It's no additional praise. This pasuk is saying that Baruch Hashem Elokeichem is give Hashem additional praise. That's why they didn't say Amen. They rather instead injected an additional praise, an additional bracha into the liturgy of inside the Mikdash. Okay, the Baruch Hashem Gvuram Kabrachu Tehila. Al kol bracha ubracha tain lo tehila.
What is the structural difference between agreeing with the bracha itself and acknowledging the covenant of Hashem?
What do you mean structural?
We're saying that in the Mikdash you don't say amen, you say Baruch Shem.
Correct. Now amen is just tis true. Amen, if you will. But Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is adding a bracha. It's more than acknowledging. It's adding additional praise. It's like a second bracha almost. It's like we're getting up and saying our own bracha, Baruch Shem Kvod. So and based on the pasuk, that is what one is supposed to do.
So wouldn't it make sense that we would talk about it the other way? That outside of the Mikdash, you don't say Baruch Shem, as opposed to outside of the Mikdash, inside the Mikdash, you don't say Amen.
No, you're saying, why do we say that inside the Mikdash we don't say Amen, as opposed to saying that outside the Mikdash we do say Amen?
Yeah.
There's no makor, at least from the Pasuk, that outside the Mikdash we say Amen. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly where the Amen comes from, where the requirement to say Amen comes from.
This is Pasuk that's only on inside the
Mikdash. Right, this is a Mefurish Pasuk that says we have to add a bracha to the praise. The next words, Tanu Rabbanan, are not even...
So you have these two dots, but this is also apparently wrong.
Yes, exactly.
So who says it's wrong?
I just told you that.
what was your makor?
But the Radal Shlita.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Radal Shlita.
Who's the Radal?
He's a Radal. He's a very...
He's Shlita or he's...
He's Shlita. He's Shlita. He's very Shlita. Okay, so...
It's the slum of the Quran. It's the pastrami. It's the pastrami de Quran.
I'll share it with you later.
All right. Anyway, so... you want to know exactly who it is? One second. I'll tell you who it is. It is the... Karen Ora says that. Chishuk Shlomo says that. And the Radal just said that. Okay? Anyway, very good. So that's the Brisa actually continues. The Brisa says, Ala Rishonos, on the first bracha, who Omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam. This is talking about in the Mikdash. Baruch Ata Hashem Gol Yisrael, Behein Onan Achrav Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. And the crowd goes wild, barshim kvod, right? Bechazan haKnesses Omer, and the Gabbai Ari Stern over here says Tiku Kuanim Tiku, the Chozer veOmer, and then the Chazan gets up and he says Mishon Esavim Bahar Moria, Hu Yanez Chamishma Vekol Tzakas Kamayom Azeh, and then they blow the shofar. They do the tkiya trua tkiya or the trua tkiya trua, depending on where they're holding. And then on the second pasuk, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisroel Min Olam Yada Olam. This is again repetitive, so I'm not going to repeat what I just said, but it is repetitive. Baruch Ata Hashem Zorcha Nishkachos. That's the second bracha. Vehenu Nacher of Baruch Hashem Kolam Nochus Olam Void. Again, the Chazan Haknesses Omer Hariu Bnei Aron Hariu, and he says do a trua tkiya trua. The Omer and he says Misha Anes Avos Nel Yamsuf. And then they blow the shofar. Fantastic. They blow the shofar. Now, and so too in every single bracha, ba'achas omer tiku, ba'achas omer hariu. Ad sheyigmar es habrachos, until they complete all the brachos, kulan, ve'kach hinig Rabbi Chalifta b'tzipuri, v'chanani b'ntradyon b'sichni. And Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananya in Tzipuri and Sichni also did the same thing. I don't know if Sichni exists. Does Sichni exist?
Sichni.
Okay, it exists. Is it like an Arab village and they play soccer? They just
Bnei Sichni. It's an Arab soccer team.
Okay.
And they play the Jewish teams, and there's always fighting and riots whenever they play.
Really?
I don't go to the games. I just read about it afterwards.
Okay,
can
very
you send
good.
Can you send me a video?
No, I don't know.
It's great. Okay.
For yourself.
Ukasheba davar eitzel chacham.
When we finish the section, we'll go to the game.
Yeah, I think that should be our field trip. That should be our Tainus field trip. Okay.
Watching Arabs riot. We'll do a scene in the middle of the riot.
Okay, I need a second. Ukasheba davar eitzel chacham. When this matter came in front of the chacham, Amru lo hayu nogim Habayis. We only did it in Shar Mizrach and the Har Habayis. Okay, very good. Anyway, what's interesting about this Bryce, and then I'll get to your question about the Dal, okay, in a second. But what's interesting about this Bryce, the Isda Amri, I think this is the Karen Ora points this out. But he says that if you notice, the difference between this Bryce and the previous Bryce is that in this Brisa, it says that outside the Mikdash, they did not blow the shofar. It does not say anything about where they blew the shofar. It only says inside the Mikdash, they blew the shofar. But when it came to outside the Mikdash, it didn't say anything about where they blew the shofar. The Kiran Oru says this is a raya for the Rambam. Rambam says an interesting halacha. In Tainus, he says that blowing the shofar al haseder habrachos was only done in the Mikdash. And all the Meforshim point out that against the Rambam, like, where does the Rambam get this from? That the Seder, that the Tkiyos were al haseder were only inside the Mikdash? Where is that? So Karen Orr says, it's from this Brisa. This Brisa is actually saying, if you look at it, the first part of the Brisa that's talking about Bigvulin outside the Mikdash, it doesn't say they blew the shofar. Because they didn't blow the shofar al haseder. Al haseder habrachos. They blew it afterwards. But inside the Mikdash they did, and that's why the Brisa says that they did. It's a fascinating diak. Is that fascinating?
Yeah.
Okay, put that down on the Radal Shlita's books. Yeah. What else you got?
No. When you said that the Radal said that those two dots above were improper.
No, we're not done. We got another one.
Because it was a continuation of the Brisa. But it said Tanu Rabbanan after those two dots.
Yeah, I said
Tanu Rabbanan implies a new Brisa.
Right. I said take out Tanu Rabbanan.
Take out
Tanu Rabbanan and take out the two dots.
Okay, it's interesting because Art Scroll says the Gemara cites another Braisa and implies that it is another.
You should take it out.
Braisa.
You should take it out.
And the two dots? You take out the Tanu Rabbanan and the two dots?
Yeah, I wouldn't cross it out, but you can take
just
it
curious,
out.
Just curious, how many rabbis were there in the Tanu Rabbanan?
What?
How many rabbis were there in the Tanu Rabbanan?
I think there were a lot. I don't know how many exactly. I think there were 2,000 pounds of them.
Can you tell they got to try it out this year?
Rabbi Huda, okay, the Gemara goes on. We got plenty of time here. We're going to go to at least 10 o'clock. Okay? The Gemara goes on. Rabbi Huda Omer, just a couple more lines. Rabbi Huda Omer, lo hayatzarech leomer zichronos. Now, if you remember in the Mishnah, it said, now, before we get to the Mishanas Avraham, Mishanas es Avosenu al Yamsuf, all that, all the Mishanas, we actually said psukim beforehand. There were for the six additional brachos, we said psukim. Shir amalos, shir lamalos, tefila la'ani, v'chulei. According to the Tanakhama, the first two brachos had Zechronos and Shofros, meaning the same brachos, the same psukim that we say on Rosh Hashanah for Zechronos and Shofros, we say in the first two brachos of the Tainios, of the two additional brachos in the Shmona Esrei for Tainios. But Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda said, we don't say Zechronos and we don't say Shofros. And now the Gemara is going to say, Amr Rav Ada Damin Yafo. Rav Ada from Yafo, my time, he says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? So he says, Lefi She'ein Omrim Zechronos or Shofros, the only time we say Zechronos or Shofros, Ela B'Rosh Hashanah, B'Yovlos, U'B'Shas Melchama. The only time we say them is B'Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, and Shas Melchama. Rashi here points out, he's like, I don't know where we get this from, that we do it B'Shas Melchama. But I think the Gru Asari points out that it says in the Melchama, in the Torah it says, Lechi Savo'u Melchama Be'Artzechem Al Hatzar Hatzurer Eschem, V'Hariu Es HaShofros V'Nizkartem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. So it says, Viniz Kartem is a reference to Zichronos. And since we blow the shofars in a time also, you blow the shofars, so that's a reference to the shofros. That's what he says. But anyway, Rashi doesn't know exactly what the makor is. What?
We have Al-Masorah blowing a shofar before wars.
Yes, blowing the shofar is the makor for the pasuk. But where do we say that? How do we know that we say B'Shas Melchama, Zichronos, and shofros? We say those psukim. So he says, I don't know where we get that from. Rashi says, I don't know where we get that from. But anyway, that's the Gvuros Arbi. Let's do a few more lines because this is quite simple. Ala Rishonahu Omer Misha Anes Avram V'chule Tana. The Tana says, Yesh Machlifin Tzaka Le'Eliyahu Utfila L'Shmuel. In the Mishnah it said that we say Baruch Atash, we say for the extended bracha or the additional bracha of Shmuel, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tzaaka, and for Eliyahu we say Shomea Tefila. But there, this Tana says we should be machlifit, we should switch it around, and we should say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tzaaka for Eliyahu and Shomea Tefila for Shmuel. So it says the Gemara Bishlam Magabe Shmuel. I understand why we can do that for Shmuel, because Ksiv Beit Tefila, Ksiv Beit Tzaaka. There are two lashonos by Shmuel of tefillah and tzaka. It says by Shmuel, kibtzu es kol Yisrael mitzvasa ve'es palel, which is tefillah. And then it says by Shmuel later, vayichar l'shmuel vayizak el Hashem, which is a lashon of tzaka. So I understand how you can switch it for Shmuel. But elagabi Eliyahu tefillah ksiv. But by Eliyahu it says tefillah. It says aneni Hashem aneni. That's a lashon of tefillah. So interestingly, the Gemara says, tzaka lo ksiv. It doesn't say anything about tzaka. So the Gemara says, no, it does. Aneni Hashem Aneni Lashon Tzakahi. The Lashon of Aneni Hashem Aneni is indeed a Lashon of Tzaka. Now what's fascinating about this is if you've ever learned the Sharim Betfila, which is a fantastic sefer by Pinkus. What?
Pinkus.
He's no longer around. He died. He died 20 years ago. 15 years ago, maybe.
In the car crash.
What?
In the car crash.
Yeah, terrible
Fakim,
thing.
Yeah.
What?
Ofakim.
Anyway, Ofakim, yeah. So he, so in his Sefer Sharm B'Tefillah, he lists the different Lashonos of Tefillah, and one of them is Tzaka. And he says Tzaka is different from all other Lashonos of Tefillah, because all other Lashonos of Tefillah, like Naka and Shava, the Chule, those are all Lashonos where we actually enunciate words. We're actually being mispalo. There are different kavanos and different things that you're honing in on, but you're always saying words. Whereas tzaka is just a hysteria without words. He gives a mushal. He says a person who's being attacked by robbers, right? By these violent robbers, and he sees at a distance, he sees these policemen, and he's calling out to these policemen, help me, please! This guy's gonna shoot me. He's gonna hurt me." And the policeman doesn't hear. And when he realizes that the policeman's not hearing him, he just lets out this angst, this cry, because he knows his words are not going anywhere. So it's just a cry for help without any words. But he says, Rav Shimshon Pinkus says over there, don't think that tzaka can only be without words, because the Gemara in Tainis on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says that you can have tzaka as aneni Hashem aneni. That's a lashon tzaka also. So he brings a raya from this Gemara that aneni Hashem aneni, even though you're saying help me, answer me, that can still be a lashon of tzaka. And with that, we close.
Shkoyach.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Thank you. Shabbos. 39 minutes, man. We were getting pretty consistent.